Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey Private Potters, now today we have an extra special bonus episode for you. Now we have a big, huge, massive Private Parts announcement. We'll be launching Private Parts on Patreon on November the 1st. Now on Patreon you'll be able to access even more exclusive Private Parts content for the price of a pint. That is literally it, a pint. This will include Voicemail, the podcast that encourages people to open up about their mental health struggles and insecurities in the hope we can all feel less alone. My co-host is Josh, and I have covered topics such as OCD, anxiety, depression, heartbreak, hair loss, and this season we'll be back with much, much more. If you haven't listened to Voicemail before, today we've recorded a little teaser of what we're going to be listening to on a monthly basis if you sign up. Here it is. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Voicemail, the podcast where two males listen to your voice messages and do our best to help. Now, I'm your host, Jamie Lang, and alongside me every episode will be my good friend and co-host, Josh Roberts, campaigner, activist, and mental health expert, author of The Anxious Man. Opening up about our mental health is something that we all struggle with on a daily basis, and men in particular are pretty rubbish about talking about their feelings. We hope that by discussing your experiences alongside our own struggles, people will realize that they are not alone and find the confidence to ask for help if they need it. Remember, a problem shared is a problem halved after all. Do you like that little intro?
A problem shared is a problem halved.
Yeah, that was all right, wasn't it? You like that?
Beautiful.
It just comes off the tongue very naturally for me.
Confidently?
I didn't say that confidently. It just comes off the tongue great confidently. How are you, buddy?
Mate, I'm good. 2 years on since last we sat at this table together at IRL.
Is that what it is?
Wow.
Buddy.
A lot has happened.
2 years. You got married?
Got married. Got a cockapoo. Moved home.
I thought you said something else there. Yeah. I was like, congrats.
And a big couple of years for you.
Big couple of years for me.
Stole the nation's heart.
Yeah, became Britain's sweetheart. Lost it pretty quick.
That's your new Twitter bio.
I didn't say that. They said it. The people of Great Britain said it. It wasn't me.
No, it's great. It's so epic to be back in person.
Hey, but listen, it is. You said when we first saw each other, because we obviously did voicemail over Zooms and things like that, and I forgot that we hadn't seen each other.
I know.
That's mad.
I know, it's bizarre. Well, like I said to you, it's like that Joaquin Phoenix movie where he falls in love with the computer. You're the computer. Who's whacking Phoenix, actually?
Well, God, I think you're whacking your Phoenix, if anything, next to your computer. I don't know what you're doing with that. But
I'm a married man now, mate. I'd have to do that. I'm a married man.
I think you whack your Phoenix more when you're a married man. Isn't that true? I think that's what happens.
Absolutely no comment.
Okay. I am super excited to be back with voicemail because this was our little project that you and I came up with. And for all of the listeners who are new to this, hey, how you doing? Josh and I are here. Josh and I basically fell in love over an episode we did for Private Parts. Mm. We have a mutual friend who intro'd us. He said, you released your book called The Anxious Man. he said, you should come on the podcast. You came on the podcast and it was like a light bulb going off in my head. And at the time, I wasn't feeling too good. I was going through burnout, which I spoke about. Mm. And through that, we became buddies and we decided to do this podcast together, didn't we?
Well, there was a bit where I was a sort of unpaid therapist on the side as well. Let's not forget that bit.
Yeah. That was right. I was so right. Also, Josh said to me once when I was phoning you up all the time, you also said, look, the most important thing is when you are asking for help, remember that not your friends and people are your therapist. You have to go to a therapist.
Yeah,
I was
exactly,
like,
yeah.
Is that like a hidden meaning? Because I'm going to take no notice of it and keep ringing you up. But it's true. I was going through a terrible time and you helped me a lot through it.
Yeah, man. Well, it's the same with everyone. I'm lucky to have, you know, been living in this mental health weird sort of mental health world for a while now. So I'm used to chatting to lots of people about it. But, you know, you don't have to have worked in this area or written books about it to be helpful. That's kind of, I guess, the idea of the podcast. Normal people chatting about normal problems together is half the battle.
Yeah, but people don't normally do it. That's the thing, right? And I think with you and I, that especially men, right? We're going to talk about the scary statistics. I always think they're quite scary. Is that 2/3 of suicides are male? You know, I think it's like 125 people, 175 people take their life every single week, take their own life to suicide every single week. And, you know, 125 of them are male. So it's crazy. Guys just don't do this. We don't sit across the table like we're doing. And even though we've got microphones here and cameras and things like that, guys don't particularly do this. So, and I think we have to teach ourselves to do it, right? Rather than be like that at the beginning.
Oh, definitely. But also, I'll take slight task of what you said, because I think one of the only silver linings from the pandemic sort of situation was that people did get a little bit better at talking about...
Do you think they did?
Mate, I think so. You know, sitting on Zoom calls with people and WhatsApps and stuff, you know, people were... I felt at least, maybe I was just the recipient.
Yeah, I think you're just the recipient.
As fucking usual.
Yeah, because you wrote
therapist
a book.
Over here.
Well, then don't write your books. don't ask for it. If you don't write a book around mental health, if you don't want people coming towards you about it. So people came to you a lot.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, no, definitely much more through the pandemic. So maybe that's why my view's a little bit skewed. But I felt like we got a lot better at asking each other how we are, yeah. and those sorts of things that maybe 2019 we weren't that good at doing.
Yeah, I think you are right. And, you know, with this podcast, Voicemail, you know, a lot of listeners were listening to it, which was amazing. And the response that we got about it was incredible, because I think it's something pretty new that two guys sit and talk about this stuff.
Crazy.
And in podcast form. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Josh.
No, I was just going to say, when I first started talking about these kinds of things, whenever that was, 2018 or something.
You've been boring everyone from then, have you?
Boring people about mental health since 2018. But it definitely was then still pretty weird. It was still quite kind of, dare I say it, avant-garde to be talking about mental health. Whereas now, thank goodness, it's become much more mainstream. It's good.
It's a really good thing. And I think the response that we got was amazing. And we have decided to bring it back. Mm. And we're going to be bringing it back. You know, there's a moment in Notting Hill, the movie.
Where are you going?
Sorry, I just remembered it. There's a moment in Notting Hill.
Just a guy. Oh, no, that's
earlier.
That's,
but at the end,
Four Weddings.
Julia Roberts stands up on stage and Hugh Grant, this tangent is amazing. Mm-hmm. And Hugh Grant is in and she sees him and says all these different things, and then Julia Roberts whispers to her agent, and her agent says, can you just answer that question? And he goes, yes, Julia, how long are you going to stay in the UK for? And Julia Roberts says, indefinitely. And
yes,
we're the same. We're back indefinitely.
Who's Hugh Grant? Who's Julia Roberts? Well, my surname is Roberts. There you go.
There you go.
I'll take Julia. I've got the lips for it.
You've got the lips and the smile like Julia Roberts. I just have the bumbling, weird attitude that Hugh Grant has. But we are back. We are on Patreon. And the whole point of this podcast is for us to hopefully give some sound advice to people who are in need of it. Some people who just want to vent and get their stresses and anxieties out. And hopefully we touch on some really important subjects that are going to help a lot of people.
And the guests. We've got guests.
Say about the guests.
I'm very, very excited about the guests.
Yeah, you are. You're on that circuit though, aren't you?
So. Well, I'm also slightly, I have to say, concerned about being upstaged here. Do you know what I mean? Because there was a time when I was the guy that you would ask. And now we're going to have proper people.
Yeah, you're ruined goods for me now.
Real doctors.
I've rinsed you dry like a towel.
I know, sat here like some miserable cuckold waiting for you to finish.
But also, you know, I think that people really respond to this. What are you excited about the series, upcoming series of this? Or not even series, it's upcoming season? I don't know what we call it. Upcoming year of voicemail?
Yeah, it's exactly that. The opportunity to dive really deep into specific topics that come up through the voicemails and then get experts in, you know, to kind of blend with our inane chit chat. I think it'd be really, really cool.
And also, we do got to mention that we are going to have guests on. We are still going to have voicemails from different individuals
yes.
out there. So if you do want to send us a voicemail on, because each episode is going to be on a certain subject, whatever it is. And so if you do want to be a part of our voicemails, and you can go onto the @privatepodcast Instagram, and you can send us a DM with a voice note, and then you can be on the episode. You can stay anonymous if you want to. You don't have to be anonymous. It's totally up to you. We just want you to be a part of the family on Patreon here. Just, you know, also before we kick off the voicemail season, gotta ask, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm really, really good. I'm in the middle of writing a second book at the moment.
Okay, all right. Bragging already. Jesus. I asked you how you are and you just tell me about your book.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you, because it's a thing and you will have had...
It's on mental health. I bet it's on mental health.
Absolutely not.
Is it not?
Absolutely not, my friend. I'm doing this one, and then I was talking to them the other day and they said, my agent lady, because I've got an agent now, because I'm a big banana, she was like, have you ever considered writing a cozy crime drama? And I said... What the fuck is one of those? And she said, you know, like the Richard Osman book. I don't know if you've come across this.
Yeah, I know Richard Osman quite well, actually.
I was like, nah, you're right, I'm good. I'll just do another, you know, critically ignored tiny book about mental health. And she was like, oh, that's such a shame because people are getting paid loads of money at the moment to write cozy crime dramas. I was like, Joe, let me stop you there.
Yeah.
Can I shock you? So I'm in the process of trying to work out a cozy crime drama.
I love that. Wait, what? So actually,
how much money?
Yeah.
But no, it's good. So the only thing I have at the moment, mental health wise, or you know, it's actually something we talked about before, is the second book is about careers and jobs and stuff like this, and why people our age have tended to be less happy in work and more transient in our jobs.
Why is that, firstly?
Oh, by the book.
No, I don't want to buy the
book. Not this again.
No, just tell me, why is that? I'm so intrigued. Why is that?
Quick synopsis is, I think our expectations of work have increased and grown taller at the exact same moment that the realities of lots of modern work have got shorter. And that's that mismatch.
Wow.
A bit like you have with, you talk about with anxiety,
yeah.
The kind of mismatch between expectation and reality, I think is the problem. But it's meant that I've been speaking to and interviewing loads of really, really successful people recently.
Not me. I haven't heard a peep out of you.
Well, actually, I could have candy entrepreneur. This
there
would be
you
kind,
go.
Kind of interesting. And there is every moment, every time I hang up the Google Hangout, having just spoken to someone from there, you know, corner office in Manhattan about how they made all these millions by the time they were 40. You just sort of go, oh shit.
Really.
It's kind of ironic because I'm writing a book about careers at the exact same moment. I'm desperately questioning my own career.
Yeah, but I think that's.
But you've had that. We've talked about that before.
Oh, I had that all the time. And I have a terrible imposter syndrome, which I think a lot of people who are listening will relate to. My imposter syndrome is terrible. Imposter syndrome, if you don't know what it is, Josh, you're the dictionary. You can describe what it is.
Well, imposter syndrome, as I understand it, is where you're invited to do something and you don't kind of think that you're good enough or up to the task. Yeah,
I don't even think it's even invited to do something. I just think that sometimes you do things, you just don't know why anyone would like it or do it. And I have that all the time with everything for some reason, which also makes me a perfectionist almost, where I want to have to try and perfect everything because it's not going to work out. So, you know, the good news is that when we launched voicemail, when it wasn't on Patreon, I was going through incredible burnout. And this is when I would phone you every day, Josh, I just, and you were like, trust me, it'll get better. I don't think it's going to get better. And you were like, it'll get better. I got that. The big achievement of mine, which I think is the hardest thing to do, is for someone who suffers with anxiety, and a lot of people listening will suffer with anxiety, is the way I describe it is this. I developed tinnitus 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And with tinnitus, it's incurable. You can never get rid of it. And so you have to come to terms with the fact that you're never going to get rid of tinnitus. You're going to have that ring in your ears, and you have to treat it like aircon in the room. So aircon's in the room, and if you listen for the aircon, you can hear it, right? So you just have to go, okay, fine, and it just becomes the natural noise. So you forget about it. It's the same with anxiety. People say to you when you have anxiety, don't worry, you'll learn to live with it. That for me was the scariest thing in the world. I don't want to live with this. This isn't me. Get out of me. I don't want, well, what is this? I'm fine. I'm confident. I'm all these different things. And what I realized is actually, yeah, you do have to learn to live with it. But that doesn't mean it's any worse or any better. It's way better than it was, because once you accept it,
yeah,
then it becomes much easier to handle. And for 100%. Me, I could never accept it. And I finally got to a place where I go, I'm okay. I'm okay with it. And that is the hardest thing for anyone, I think, who has anxiety.
It's a hard thing for everyone. It's particularly difficult for blokes. And yes. It's a conversation I have so often with people where they'll say, I've got this problem. How do I fix it immediately? And I go, dude, there's a pretty good chance you're going to have this
or
some element of this for
the
rest of your life.
That's the scariest
thing.
And
it is scary. I get that.
It's so true, though, and it's about accepting.
But you're much better now, no?
Yeah, but I'm much better. A lot of different reasons, which we'll go into throughout the series that we do. But
do you know, sorry, I was just going to mention this. The other thing that I've been doing recently.
Cold therapy. Yeah, come on,
now,
baby.
Okay, but I think I'm like entry level, you know, missionary with the lights off with this, because I just have a cold shower.
Missionary with the lights off. I still do that.
Have you
so
got the
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Do I now have to get a bathtub? Because I can do a cold shower now for about 2 minutes. On like that's just quite, off, like no heat at all. Am I doing it right?
Well, I'm going to posh mine up for you. I don't do that. I go to a cryo chamber and I climb inside and go to a minus 140 and I stay in that for 3 minutes.
You and the lads from JLS or whatever it is.
Yeah, me and the
lads. You, Ollie Mers.
Me and Ollie Mers and Dane Bowers all go to the cryo chamber together. But I do, cold therapy for anyone who has never done it before is a fantastic thing. And yes, a shower works. You stand under the shower.
It's the best.
Yeah, you do it for 2 minutes in the morning and it teaches your brain to not deal with comfort so well. So you shock your body into experiencing the thing in the morning. It's an amazing thing.
But you just banged on about it long enough and I was like, okay, I'm going to... It's actually, I had a hangover for the first time in a while. I was like,
did you get it from me?
I'll just try it. Yeah.
Oh my God. What have you given me?
Huh?
You've given me nothing apart from a stupid book.
Let's not talk about that on the podcast.
Sorry, let's not talk about the herpes that
I got. You're still taking those pills.
Yeah, I still am. Incurable as well. No, and also I do want to your second book is coming out pretty soon, right?
Yeah, March next year.
We're
not competing though, mate.
No, we're not competing. But if you haven't gone and read Josh's book, The Anxious Man, trust me, I promise you this, you can read it in literally a few hours. It is a little book. It is tiny. But you can read it in a few hours, but it is life-changing. For me, it was life-changing.
Oh, thank you.
Because it was like a light bulb in my head. It's funny, it's witty, it's entertaining, it's truthful. And all of those things that in your book, I hope that we can replicate on this podcast, because that's what we're here to do, for everyone to have fun, to learn some stuff, to hopefully feel better and become our friends, which is what happened
to you. Could we do an episode from the cryo chamber?
Yeah, Dane Bowers will get in the way, but apart from that... I don't know where I get Dane Bowers. I've never met the guy.
Put some shorts on Dane.
Get
a towel around you, man.
Okay, we want to say a big thank you to all of our Patreon subscribers. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey, for subscribing to us. You know, tell your friends, tell anyone. You know, it's the cost of a pint, pretty much, to join up to this. Mm. So hopefully you enjoy it. Hopefully you have some fun. Please get in touch via the Private Parts Podcast at Private Podcast. Slide into our DM, send us voice notes, send anything at all. Also, email contact at Private Parts Podcast. Josh's Instagram is The Anxious Man.
Mm-hmm.
Go and check that as well. We'll leave links everywhere. And yeah, get ready for the series where we have lots of fun guests talking about lots of different things. Can't wait for it.
Can't not wait. It's going to be good.
Did you say cats not wait?
Can't not wait. I was trying to be kind of, you know,
American.
Youthful and excited.
Ruined the whole episode because of that. Ruined it all.
Confidently.
You just left me anxious at the end of this really soothing episode. All right, everybody. Listen, look after yourselves. Sending love. We'll see you next week.
Cool.
Bye. Hey, Private Parters. Now, if you enjoyed that small taster of voicemail, please come and join us on our Patreon page on November the 1st to hear so much more. In our first episode of voicemail, the episode we have on Patreon, we'll be discussing post-pandemic stress disorder with psychotherapist Owen O'Kane. He is amazing, fascinating, wonderful person. Fascinating episode that will hopefully help many of you and you'll be able to relate. We hope to see you on Patreon. Come join us.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.